Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. Pete Souza is a local kid made good. He grew up in South Dartmouth, Massachusetts, and graduated from Boston University. And his career highlights include serving as chief official White House photographer for all 8 years of the Obama administration. His latest book is The West Wing and Beyond: What I Saw Inside the Presidency. It's a visual and narrative tour of the places most of us will never see, the inner sanctum of power, and the characters behind the scenes. Souza says in this book, he does not focus on the president.
There's a lot of people involved in making the presidency work, and I wanted to highlight some of those people, as well as give my readers a view inside places like the Situation Room, Air Force One. It's kind of like all the things that I saw inside the presidential bubble, kind of away from the main guy.
Can you highlight for us some of what you witnessed?
One of my favorite sections is, it's called Inside the Spare. So the Spare was the decoy limousine. It's the exact duplicate of the limousine that he rode in the motorcade. And I actually sat in the same seat that he sat in his limousine, so that when we were on a motorcade ride, people would be looking in the limousine I was riding in, thinking they were going to see the president, and they'd be seeing me. So I have a section that shows some of the people that I saw along that motorcade route, when there's that anticipatory look in their faces, like they're going to see the president, and instead they sort of see me.
And so you sort of, you know what it feels like to be the guy.
Yeah.
Can you talk to us a bit about that Oval Office light?
Yeah, I mean, it was the one room in the White House, really, where the lighting would change depending on the time of the day or time of the year. Like in the winter, the sun would be lower on the horizon. The sun would just kind of stream through the windows late in the afternoon. So I was always on the search for that. There's a picture in the book of his personal secretary, Katie Johnson, leaning on the desk as she's talking to him. And the sunlight is right on her face. So I'm exposing, this is a camera term, exposing for her that bright sun on her face, and everything else around it kind of goes dark. So it has a painterly effect almost. It's almost like a painting where you don't really see the president because he's in the shadow and everything is focused on Katie where the sun is shining on her.
You have also said that these photos of the presidency are sort of a part of supporting democracy and what democracy means. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
All the people that I worked with really sacrificed so much. They're public servants to the nth degree, and they were held to the highest standards. And I just want people to know that, at least during the Obama administration, that the people that I worked with were the kind of people that we want in our government.
How did growing up in Massachusetts, or in South Dartmouth specifically, influence your photographic work, your aesthetic sensibility, and how you see things?
Here's the irony that I've been thinking about, that I got a D in U.S. history when I was in grade school. But also, there's something that happened to me when I was in fourth grade when John Kennedy was assassinated. For whatever reason, over those next 4 days, I cut pictures out of the New Bedford Standard Times. The one of John saluting the casket, LBJ being sworn in on Air Force One, and cut them out of the newspaper and then taped them to my closet door. So clearly, when I was growing up in South Dartmouth, photographs were speaking to me. The fact that that was my reaction to a national tragedy was to look at the photographs and study the photographs. I guess even being 8 years old, I was a visual person and didn't really know it yet.
In this book, you mentioned that it was 88 steps from your photography office to the outer oval. What did you think about as you walked that stretch?
Well, usually it was to start the day. I would think to myself, I wonder what's going to happen today that's not on the schedule, because something seemed to always happen. And there were times when I'd be grabbing a quick bite of lunch and Katie or Ryan from the Outer Oval would call me and say, get up here right away. And I remember thinking to myself, I better run this time.
You're a big Red Sox fan, and you know about players and their walk-on songs. If you had walk-on music for your 88 steps, what would you choose?
I'm wearing my Red Sox hat right now. My walk-on song would be Leonard Cohen's Democracy. Democracy is coming
to the USP. Pete Souza, the former chief official White House photographer, is the author of the new book, The West Wing and Beyond, What I Saw Inside the Presidency. His book tour hits Boston on Friday.
Democracy is coming.